vision, a world that works for everyone. So I thought to start today's service, I would read that global vision, the world that works for everyone. We see a world that works for everyone, where all life is honored as expressions of the divine, where people live according to the spiritual truth, where humanity awakens to spiritual magnificence, where humanity rediscovers personal creative power, where we live as one global family, where kinship with all life is sacred, where unity and connection is emphasized, where forgiveness is the norm, where spiritual guidance is valued, where we are called to conscious social action, where people have enough food, home, and a sense of belonging, where there is peace, harmony, and justice for all, where resources are valued, cared for, and shared, where communities are meaningfully involved in the service to the world, where there is a renewed emphasis on beauty, nature, creativity, art, and aesthetics to serve the souls of all. And I'm sharing that with you because it's where we put our focus. We put our focus that we create. And so I want us to focus on this world that works for everyone. Now, my talk today is called Shifting Gears. How many of you have driven a car with a standard transmission and you have to put in the clutch? And sometimes we don't quite get it out of second gear, and you kind of, you know, bounce along a little bit. Well, the same thing happens in your automatic transmission, too, if you pull it into low and don't realize it, and it whines at you a bit, doesn't it? It whines pretty loudly, and it slows you down. You're having a little bit of difficulty getting where it is that you want to go. You know, I had three kids. I had three clutches. That's how they learned to drive. So every one of them cost me a clutch. And sometimes our life is like that too, isn't it? We get stuck in our stuff. We get stuck in that second gear. We just can't seem to move beyond it to get to where it is we want to go. And so what do we do? Well, some of us suffer in silence. And some of us are like that motor, and we whine pretty loudly, don't we? Many of us choose to suffer rather than to change and move on. And we have to understand that the ebb and flow of life brings everybody the same thing. It brings us pain, doesn't it? It brings us joy. It brings us sorrow. And we can get stuck in it or not. We get to experience the emotions, every single one of us. There are no exceptions. We all get to experience emotions. Some of us get stuck in our story, don't we? We learned our responses as we were growing up from our peers, from our parents, from our teachers, from our ministers at whatever church we went to. We learned how to respond, and that's how historically respond until we discover that doesn't work for us anymore. That just doesn't work for me anymore. Maybe it's time. Isn't that the truth? When it doesn't work for us anymore, we keep doing it, don't we? Maybe it's time to do things different. Maybe it's time to do things differently. I don't know about you, but I'm not very happy when I'm wallowing in self-pity, although on occasion I have been known to do that. And I do this self-imposed suffering rather than changing my thinking and rather than changing my story and rather than changing the way I act. And when that happens, maybe it's time for me to shift gears. I know when I was going through my divorce and I was whining a lot, my father finally said to me, "So what did you do to cause this?" And I tell you, it made me so angry. It made me so angry, I thought, I'll show him. And I did. You know, I decided to redefine that experience. Now, perhaps I define suffering a little differently than some people do. I define suffering not as just pain, but it's when we pull it around us like a shroud and we kind of wallow in it, you know, We feel the pain, we feel the sorrow, everybody does that, but the suffering is self-imposed for me. I get to climb in it, and I get to hold on to it, and I'm sure that most of us have done that at least once in our lives, that we've chosen to suffer. Pain happens, that's life. We get to feel it, we get to acknowledge it, we get to grow through it. We don't have to make it our way of life. What happens is that when we lose sight of the laws of the universe and the laws of attraction, when we resist the change, we get stuck. Change happens for all of us. And what we need to be able to do is experience the joy, is to experience the joy in the change. Change happens. There's no getting around it. I heard somewhere the one thing that's constant in the world is that it constantly changes. Now, personal change can require a bit of work. At least it does on my part, because I'm a bit belligerent, maybe is the term. I don't want to be something else. But what I have to do, and what each one of us can do, is take an inventory of where we're at. Take an inventory of what's going on in your life. What are you feeling? What are you doing? What do I contribute? What do I contribute? And how do I change my focus? Now, we've heard for years, change your thinking, change your life. Norman Vincent Peale told us that if we change our thoughts, we can change our world. And so how do we do that? What do we do that precipitates that change? Well, one of the things you do is attend these classes that are offered here at the center. Another is to read, books. Another is to get lost in that beautiful music. Meditation and prayer are other ways. I don't know which particular method is your method, but you might want to try them all. Now, every Sunday, when we take up the offering, we hand out an affirmation card, and I don't know what you do with yours besides show it to your neighbor and say, "Have you had this one yet?" Hopefully you do more than, hopefully you don't have a stack of them like this at home to see if you can get them all, although some people I understand do that. What one did you get today? Hopefully what we do with those affirmation cards is we take them with us, we repeat that affirmation, and we pass them on to someone else who might find that affirmation helpful. You can leave it on the table in the restaurant. Pass it on to a friend. You know, there's a lot of affirmations that we do, and what I'm thinking is perhaps we could use that affirmation to change some of the affirmations that I've heard some of us say. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm lonely. It's too hard, it's too late, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat. We have all of these affirmations that we say. Why don't we take these affirmations that you get and replace those other affirmations with something positive and create your own affirmations that are positive and affirming. Whatever you affirm is what you're going to create. Let's affirm the good stuff. I want to create the good stuff. I don't know about you, but I'm through with that other stuff. I want to create the good stuff. Instead of "I am tired," why don't you try something like, "I am energized by the divine. The power of God flows through me. I am filled with the strength and the love of God." There are all kinds of things you can say. And to quit telling the story, ain't it awful? Ain't it awful? Let me tell you what he did to me. Let me tell you what she said. Ain't it awful? And oftentimes we live in the ain't it awful instead of moving forward into something better. I don't need to wallow in self-pity. I don't know about you, but I really don't like it there. It leaves kind of a bitter taste in your mouth. How many of us have said, "Okay, God, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this?" Stop it. You didn't necessarily do anything to deserve it. And when you make those kind of statements, it not only affects you, it affects those around you, and it affects your environment. What we want to do is affirm the good in our lives, because where we put our attention, that's what we bring more of, don't we? In Science of Mind on page 110, Ernest Holmes says, if we talk about discord, we shall become more discordant. The more the world arms for war, the more certain it is there will be war. People who spend all of their time talking about their unhappiness, ain't it awful, become more unhappy. So when we're feeling down in the dumps and feeling that ain't it awful stuff and feeling why did he do that to me, that's a good time to pull out those gratitude journals that we did and start reading through those pages and see what all it is we have to be grateful for. Because when you're wallowing in self-pity, you can't bring it up. You know, so to grab that journal that you wrote, and remember the glass isn't half empty, the glass isn't half full, the glass has something in it, and it's refillable. You can always fill it up. I want to fill it with good stuff. And keep setting your intentions, set those benchmarks, but don't wait to be happy until you get there. Don't wait to be happy till you get there. Enjoy the moment you're in right now. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy those dreams you've already attained. You know, you have a lot of dreams, don't you? And you've already attained them. And so you kind of push them off and move on to the next without fully enjoying what you have accomplished. You've accomplished a lot in your life. You didn't get here. You didn't get here without accomplishing something, did you? Lao Tzu says, if you realize that you have enough, you are rich. If you realize you have enough, you are rich. And we always have enough, don't we? Even in those times when you think, I'm just not going to be able to make it, somehow you made it. You had enough. You had enough. And some of us can attest that bad things happen to good people. Life happens, doesn't it? Bad things happen to good people. And sometimes we bend under the weight of it. Sometimes we bend under the weight of it and I feel overwhelmed. And that is the time that we need to stand up tall, pull back our shoulders, and affirm our wholeness. And affirm our wholeness and move forward with determination. With God on my side, everything is possible. I am one with the divine, and I allow the truth of my divinity to shine through. With God, all things are possible. I learned from my suffering. I can move on now. I can grow. Ernest Holmes on page 109 said, God never intended man to suffer. Suffering may be salutary in that it leads us to a place where we learn it is unnecessary. We shall cease to suffer as we more and more comply with the laws of the universe. All suffering is the result of some infringement of this law. And we also know it's okay to be childlike and playful. How long has it been since you squirted somebody with a hose? You know, it's all right to be faithful. The kids forget. They forget about their quarrels unless the parents intervene. I have another story about that, too. I had a friend, and she and I we used to fight a lot. You know, we were in junior high, and we'd go bike riding, and we'd get in a fight about something, and she'd go home, and I'd go home, and a couple hours later, we were friends again because we forgot. Unless, of course, the mother interferes and calls and says, do you know what you did to my daughter? And it's like, okay, I'm done. You know, somehow when we interfere in that process, the process doesn't complete itself. But when you're a kid and you have this argument, I'm really bad about that, because when I was mad at my kids and I would punish them and ground them forever plus 2 weeks, the next day I would forget what it was I grounded them for, because I forgive and forget, I guess, but I couldn't remember, and so it's kind of hard to enforce when I couldn't remember what it was. So it's helpful to be playful. Jesus said to become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And since we know that heaven is right here and right now, if we become playful as we become little children, one of the possible interpretations of that is learn to forgive and forget. Learn to forgive and forget, because why not? Learn to be in the present moment, like the song says. Don't worry, be happy. Don't postpone it. Don't postpone it till tomorrow, because tomorrow never gets here. Gerald Jambalsky says how simple it is to see that we can only be happy now, and there will never be a time that is not now. Think about that. It's now. And that was then. This is now. And we just keep moving into now and into now and into now. And so it's important to be in the now. And remember, this is your kingdom, and you are the ruler of your kingdom, and you can have happiness in your kingdom because you're in charge. You're in charge. Don't allow other people or other circumstances to influence your kingdom and how you feel. Don't depend upon material possessions to make you happy. You know, if you're all alone with that brand new TV, it may not be exactly what you expected when you got whatever it is. Isn't that the truth? We think we want something, we really desire it, and we get it, and it's like, okay, now what? Because, well, at least that's been my experience. Okay, now what? Because it isn't the material thing that creates the joy, is it? Choose to be happy whatever situation you're in. If your significant other dumped you, it's hard to be happy, isn't it? But you certainly know that if they can be happy without you, you certainly can be happy without them. Can't you? Every day, wake up and resolve that today is going to be a happy day. I'm going to be happy all day today, no matter what the situation. And sometimes we have to look for things that make us happy. Look at the snow. The snowflakes would make me really happy right now. How about you? Yeah. Look at the snowflakes. Go for a walk. Play with the dog. Do whatever it is that brings you joy. That brings you joy. You are the ruler of your kingdom of happiness. What gives you pleasure, and keep your body temple clean and well ventilated. Do not fill it full of negative thoughts. Don't fill it full of negative thoughts. Go to that garden of your mind and pull the weeds. Pull those weeds out. We don't need them anymore. Let go of that suffering. Embrace those flowers of joy. Embrace them. Take a few minutes every day to go within, to commune with the divine, to commune with the God of your heart. It doesn't have to be a complicated process. You don't have to sit in a particular position, and you don't have to have a particular mantra, and you don't have to, you know, sit there for hours and hours. It can be a really brief little thing, but take the time to go within and commune with that God within you. We want a world, as I said earlier, that works for everyone. We want a world that works for us, and we need to start today, now. Every moment we have is an opportunity to start again. Every moment we have is an opportunity to create joy in our lives, to create love in our lives, to love life. Every moment we can choose to be happy, and we can choose peace. Every moment. Wayne Dyer said, never underestimate your power to change yourself, and never overestimate your power to change someone else. Yeah, I like that one too. We try, don't we? Well, some of us might try. Mahatma Gandhi said, we but mirror the world. All the tendencies present in the outer world are to be found in the world of our body. If we could change ourselves, the tendency in the world would also change. As a man changed his nature, so does the attitude of the world change towards him. This is the divine mystery supreme. A wonderful thing it is, and the source of our happiness. We do not need to wait to see what others do. And isn't that the truth? You know, you're waiting for them to apologize, right? We don't need to wait. We can forgive them anyway. If you're like me, you won't remember what was you're mad about in a couple days anyway. Maybe that's one of them. Well, no, I can't say it was because I was older, because I was that way in my 20s. I just can't remember. So today, you have the opportunity to turn your back, on what you don't want, and to affirm the good that you want in your life. It's up to you. It's up to me. Give our attention to what we want for ourselves, and give our attention to the good that we want for others. We want to share our good, don't we? We want everybody to be happy. Let go of judgment. That's a hard one for me. Let go of pettiness. Let go of suffering. Let go of suffering and turn to joy. Shift gears. Change your focus. According to Ernest in the Creative Mind, the whole world to the greatest, the whole world from the least to the greatest must know the truth so that humankind may understand the great laws that govern life. We must learn to control our own destinies. We must learn to heal our own bodies and to bring happiness to our own souls. Ignorance must vanish and understanding must be ushered in. Humankind is no longer to be governed by anything outside of ourselves. Creeds, doctrines, churches, institutions, organizations, and governments are all being changed to give place to the realization of the individual. There is a power in and through all that is working this great transformation. That is in, for those of you who don't have the Science of Mind magazine, that's in this month's Science of Mind magazine, and it elaborates on that. Shifting gears is what we want to do, don't we? We want to get unstuck out of second gear and move forward, change our focus, and remember the song, "Use Me, O God." Use me, O God. Remember this, your body is God's vehicle. God moves and breathes and speaks in, through, and as each one of us here today. God's law of order is evident in every aspect of your life and my life. God's wisdom inspires us to be alert, to use good judgment, and to make right decisions. We are safe and we are at peace. And so this is your homework for this week, and it's my homework too. When something upsets you, change that negative affirmation to a positive one. The strength of God flows in through and as me. Look for the joy in the experiences. Look for what we can do instead of what we can't. Look for what you can do instead of what you can't. And here's what I'll affirm for you. You're going to have an outstanding week. I love you. Would you please join me in prayer?